which is amazing to me because I'm not saying that Fatty is an unattractive man, but Fatty is like 62 years old and, you know, he's in an A.
He had his 64th birthday, by the way.
He has so many people on Grindr, so many of these little twinks on Grindr.
I've explained this to you before, Adam. It's like, as soon as you get gray, the people that hit on you on these apps get younger and younger. It's this weird phenomenon. I get hit on by like 19 and 20 year olds on Grindr.
I think Scotty, I'm going to explain this to you. So Big Fatty has
a gay equivalent of mansplaining, or are you going to gay splain me him now?
Well, no, I don't. This
it's
is
a man on mansplaining.
Excuse me, Mr. Straight Man, who has no concept of anything of how a penis works. Let me gay splain this to you.
So Fatty has, I think it's the draw of a special piece of equipment that Fatty has. I think in his Grindr profile, he doesn't even have a picture of himself. He has a picture of his special chair.
Yes, but
I think that's okay. What draw. So he has a chair. Now I've never partaken.
It's a rimming chair.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Which is amazing to me because I'm saying that Fatty is an unattractive man, but...
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 3300 of the BFO for Wednesday the 30th of September, 2020, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day when we're going to get to the halfway point of the census. Big Fatty, just halfway?
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise, remove your pants and your mask, and join Stevie B in the singing of the Bulgarian national anthem.
We are loyal to Bulgaria, vulture of the West, and we toil for Bulgaria, feathering her nest. The soil of Bulgaria through all the world is known. From her heights to her dairy area, Bulgaria stands alone.
Hello, dairy heirs. Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your dairy heirs today, because, you know, it's the dairy area in the Bulgarian national. By the way, I don't know if y'all know this or not, but Dr. Stone, Mr. I'm too embarrassed to buy a cinnamon broom, sent the Bulgarian national anthem to Big Fatty, thinking that this would be appropriate for the little show. Big Fatty, and it's never been the same since. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, our census today was submitted to us by that mean king. Yes, Big Fatty, he's in a good mood. His sports ball team won on Monday night. It did. Mean King lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a listener. Been listening far too damn long. Big Fatty. His favorite segment is the closing music. The only thing he would change is the host. Big Fatty. He's called the voice letter number. He's been to a Pride 48 event, and he has utilized a special chair, and as far as sharting himself, he says he's dainty and doesn't even poop. And Big Fatty, he submitted his census 3 times. Poor thing.
You're alone and life's making you lonely. You can always go downtown. You've got worries and all the noise and the hurry seem to help, I know. Downtown. Don't listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights are much brighter there. You can forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. Go downtown.
Fatty, what was that? Y'all, Mac and Flo Rida sent me that version of Downtown. Y'all, it's by somebody named Mrs. Miller. And y'all, she was an American singer who gained fame in the 60s for her series of shrill and off-tempo renditions of popular songs. Y'all, it says that Mrs. Miller's voice was compared to the sound of roaches scurrying across a trash can lid. Big Fatty, and y'all, but her version of Downtown reached the Billboard Hot 100 singles. See y'all, Big Fatty, we just love the happy, it's true, we do love the happy music. Y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, y'all went out for the rain had stopped enough that I went out for my nipple walk, because y'all, I really wanted to get my 10,000 steps in, and so y'all, I was out. And I'd gotten part of it, part of the walk in the morning time, and but I wanted that 10,000. So y'all, I was out walking. Y'all, I get a testimonium from young Nicholas, and he says, "Hey, Big Fatty, are you on your nipple walk?" I said, "Yes, I am. Where are you?" He goes, "On the veranda." I went, "Oh." Oh, dear Gussie. And so, y'all, I gave him the code to get into the villa, and I turned the alarm off, and then I got back, got my 10,000 steps. Y'all, I was sweating. I was sweating like a whore in church. I went in and I cooled down, had some ice water, and we chatted a little bit. And I said, "I got to go take a share. Got to take a share." And so, y'all, I went and took my share. And, y'all, it was just lovely. Just lovely. And we sat and chitter-chatted a little bit. And then we each were playing the Candy Crush a little bit. And Then I fixed myself a garden salad for my supper. Young Nicholas had some leftovers here that he finished off, and he did not want a garden salad. I had that, and y'all, I had it with the blue cheese dressing and some of those French fried jalapenos. Y'all, it was lovely, just lovely. And, y'all, then I just wanted a little something. And young Nicholas goes, "Well, how about some cheesecake?" I went, "Oh, I forgot about it." And so he says, "Well, I didn't." And so, y'all, we each had a slice of cheesecake. And, y'all, then it was like he went into some sort of a food coma. A food coma. Yes, Big Fatty. And he was like, "Okay, I'm about to fall asleep." And, y'all, evidently he was been very gassy. And I said, "Well, it's probably the dairy." And sure enough, I was gassy also. But y'all, after all that, I watched the dancing. I watched the dancing. And y'all, they threw off that Lion King woman. Y'all, she was just horrible. Y'all, Bruno gave her a 3. And, I mean, and horrible. Y'all, I've seen people get a 1 on there before, but anyway. And y'all, then it was time to record. But first, and y'all, we had a full house other than Alex Lefebvre, excuse me, Professor Lefebvre, who's in bed after pudding, or Jell-O. He may have had Jell-O, I don't know. Y'all, and we didn't finish it. It was after 11:30 p.m. in the evening. And so, y'all, I watched the very beginning of that Stephen Colbert because I really wasn't tired. You know, you get worked up. You get worked up on But First. And so, y'all, I finally crawled in the bed and I kind of tossed and turned and tossed and turned. And y'all, the grin doctor went off a couple of times, and y'all, there was a little 25-year-old that was all about Big Fatty, and I'm just like, no, I'm tired. So anyway, but so y'all, I finally went to, I don't know what time I went to sleep, but Big Fatty, you can't really blame that one on Whitman Tinker. Oh, well, I can, but I'm not gonna. Okay. And y'all got up, I heard the trash truck come. So I was up and moving about, right at 9 o'clock, read the newspaper, had my, coffee. Y'all, I'm fixed me some shishameat rice. It's just lovely. Shishameat rice. Y'all, you just, all you do is you cook about, you have some leftover rice and you cook some, bafrin, and then you, take the bafrin out and put that, cold rice in that bafrin grease and kind of saute it and then crumble the bacon on it and put some salt and pepper on it. Y'all, it's absolutely the most fattening thing you'll put in your mouth. But Big Fatty, how about that cheesecake? Well, it's second only to the cheesecake, maybe. But y'all, then after I had my breakfast and all, y'all, I put on my walking shoes and my nipper nap slippers. And not nipper walk slippers. Big Fatty, you do have nipper nap slippers. It's true. And y'all, I went out and I did kind of a, I think I got 6,000 steps, 6,200 steps between noon and 1 p.m. in the afternoon. And y'all, then I got my shirt and y'all, I was off to get my hairs cut. And y'all, I've just decided that's part of my problem of not being able to sleep is, y'all, it just the hairs needed to be cut. And y'all, she cut them. She cut them. And after that, y'all, I decided I wanted a rotisserie chicken. So, y'all, I figured on Tuesday, the Sam's Club wouldn't be too crowded, and it wasn't, and I had on my Max and my gloves. Big Fatty, were they opera length? No, these were just the standard protection gloves. Oh, the fisting gloves. Oh, anyway, I got me a rotisserie chicken, and I got some chunky blue cheese dressing. And I got, y'all, they had a new dip there. It was the fried pickles and ranch dip. So y'all, I got some of that. I thought maybe we'd try that out at Friday at Fatty's. And I got some pita chips because something just tells me that they're better for you than the tater chips. And there was something else I got too, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, y'all, I got the generic Claritin. Oh, Big Fatty, we just love Aunt Claritin. No, not Aunt Claritin. Claritin. And y'all, before I forget, evidently too, I say Tuesday was Gustafa. You know, that's the kitty cat of old Steve the Tater. Y'all keep Gustafa in your prayers because, you know, if you had to live with Steve the Tater, you'd hope other people would be praying for you also. But anyway, y'all, it was Gustafa's celebration of exiting the kitty cat canal. And y'all, I didn't have it on the mocking calendar, but it's there now. And but anyway, y'all, and but I got this. I got the generic Claritin. It's exactly the same as the regular Claritin. The regular Claritin was two bottles for a total of like 105 pills for $33 or something like that. And the generic was two bottles containing 400 pills for $11 and something. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. And the ingredients are exactly the same. So, y'all, it was like a coupon. Oh, and the other thing I got Now, and during the holidays, it's just not the holidays until Big Fatty's salty nuts are in your mouth. And y'all, they had the 2-pound bag of the pecans. Y'all, there, I think last year they were about $14.50. And y'all, the regular price here lately has been about $12.96, I think. But y'all, they were on sale. They had a special $1 off each bag. Y'all bought 10 bags because they're not going to expire. You know, I checked the expiration date. They're good through April of next year. And y'all, if they're not open, they can be not open sitting in my closet waiting for Grandma. Or they can, or I can wait and pay an extra $10. So y'all, I got that. I was really kind of proud of myself there. And y'all, then I came home here and I put away my provisions and I was putting the provisions away. Y'all, I didn't realize, you know, I bought the two chicken bazooms at the Von's East last Wednesday. Y'all, I'd only eaten one of them. The other one was in there. And y'all, I said, well, I bet that's fine. And y'all, I put it in the fryer. And heated it up and ate it and pulled the rotisserie chicken off the bone and I was looking at the weather and we're expecting a cold front to move through the area Tuesday night. Oh, Big Fatty, thank goodness it's the area of Charleston and not your area. No, there's not a cold front moving through my area. No, Big Fatty, you need a hot-blooded front or back to move through your area. Never mind. What was I saying? So, y'all, I said, you know what? It said it was going to be clear for the next hour, and y'all, I'd picked up another 2,000 steps at the Sam's Club. So y'all, I went out and I did a quick loop around the inner loop here at Fat Acres, and y'all, I've picked up my 10,000 steps, so I'm good for Monday and Tuesday. So y'all, I was real pleased with that, and y'all, now I am sitting here recording the little show and looking forward to y'all. I did do a preview of the Von's East circular, and y'all, there are a few things that I may want to get, but y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty, boring as always. Oh, dear. I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all now, set your VRCs. I know Alex Lefevre and Brandon have got their set because y'all, Wednesday night, tonight at 9 p.m. in the evening, y'all, it is the finale. It is the finale of Love Island. Y'all, the best part of Love Island, you've heard me say it's just trash, but the best part is the announcer. I think he's a hoot. He's just a hoot. And y'all, speaking of a hoot, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the kids from over there at the Mix Minus, and Adam, what do you think of Big Fatty?
Which is amazing to me, because I'm saying that Fatty is an unattractive man. But?
But? Oh, did somebody say but? Big Fatty, I'll set up the special chair.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.